I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The top Republican transportation bill of the session cleared its first committee yesterday, despite strong opposition from the executive branch. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Senate Bill 1 would set aside about $300 million in the state budget for roads and bridges to pay off bonds. It would ask voters this fall to issue those bonds for some of the major projects on I-25 and I-70. Republican Senator John Cook of Greeley is one of the main sponsors. He believes congestion and unfinished projects are impacting the quality of life.
Since roads and bridges are the top priority for the citizens of Colorado, roads and bridges should be afforded the highest priority for the state lawmakers in writing the state budget. Because if not now, when?
But three state agencies were among those testifying against it: the Department of Corrections, Human Services, and Higher Education. They're saying locking the state into long-term bond payments could impact their agency budgets down the line. The bill passed. All Democrats voted no. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Jury selection is underway in a retrial of former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makeda. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports defense attorneys say Makeda cannot get an unbiased jury here, but questioning continues today and opening statements are expected tomorrow. Makeda faces four counts left in a mistrial, including extortion and official misconduct. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.